Since the 9/11 attacks, businesses have expected a surge in Homeland Security spending, but federal funds have been slow in coming. So for now, those who want to tap into this market are laying the groundwork for what they hope will someday become a very profitable relationship, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
It's a recurring scene in Washington, D.C. these days. Officials from the Homeland Security Department address a business group, and afterwards, audience members come up in droves, some to say hi, others to make a quick pitch. It's like a receiving line at a wedding, only the courting has just begun.
All right, great to see
nice
you.
Nice to see you again.
Thanks for your questions.
Can I give you some positive feedback?
The scene was played out again this month at a conference on information technology and government. The session offered a gold mine for attendees, a panel with all of the top information officers from the new agency.
Who's the person in your group who's doing the infrastructure inventory?
Because
we're doing it with almost every other agency but yours.
Like many things about Homeland Security, the department's relationship with business is still a work in progress. Officials are trying to determine what they need to buy to make the country safer, and vendors are still trying to figure out just who'll be making the final spending decisions. When the dollars do start to flow, they're expected to be in the tens of billions a year.
The market's going to be huge. It's going to be very robust, but it's, a patient market.
Bernie DiTullio is the client business manager for Homeland Security for Hewlett-Packard. He says companies looking for instant gratification will be disappointed. He says the Homeland Security Department is preoccupied with the logistics of merging 22 government agencies.
HP as a company felt all along that we had plenty of time to sell stuff to the government. But the track that we took early on was, what are the things that we can be doing as a company to help them in terms of this merger?
And that meant offering some friendly advice, lessons learned from its own merger with Compaq Computers, on how to integrate many email and human resource systems into one. Hewlett-Packard is also spending this time partnering with smaller firms that have innovative Homeland Security products. It's something all of the big government contractors are doing. They want to be able to present a complete package, or as they say, an end-to-end solution, when they bid on Homeland Defense contracts.
So you're looking to have it fail, is what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You need one that rejects you?
I want to see the rejection sign, because I'm going to take that when we do our airport scenario and say this is like a criminal. He's gone out to NCIC, the responses come back.
Ron Wilson of Paradigm Advanced Technologies and Steve McDonald with a company called Geometrics stare at McDonald's computer screen as he rotates a 3D image of Wilson's face. The picture on the screen looks like a simple mask, but it can be analyzed from every angle to verify if, say, someone crossing a border is who he says he is. Both companies are HP partners. Wilson says if the Geometrix system rejects a person's ID, then his company's command and control software can alert law enforcement authorities.
We'll broadcast out a mugshot and what needs to be done with this individual, whether we stop them at security, whether they have to bring in additional forces to apprehend this individual, and then everybody converges, arrest the guy, and take him away.
Sounds like a plan, but it's also one of thousands being pitched to the government. In such a market, Wilson admits, his company wouldn't have much chance on its own.
We're sort of piggybacking on the HP's credibility, but we're providing a fantastic solution, and they're introducing us to this market.
There's lots of such partnering going on right now, says Scott Gould, president and CEO of the O'Gara Company, which provides investment advice on Homeland Security. Gould says the alliances don't just involve companies, but individuals who might give a contractor the inside track.
Literally, there's quite a business going on right now for people who have customs experience or INS experience, who were government employees, who have the relationships, who understand the unique environment that this customer has to live and work in.
In fact, a number of former aides to Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge have left government to join firms engaged in Homeland Security lobbying. But Gould says connections alone don't win government business. Contractors need to offer solutions that work, whether it's to secure the nation's borders or protect its airports. And that's something Homeland Security Undersecretary Charles McQuarrie has been hired to help sort out. He heads the department's Science and Technology Division, which will be handing out tens of millions of dollars to fund promising products. McQuarrie has received thousands of proposals so far. He dismisses complaints from some businesses that they still don't know who to talk to in the new department.
I'm not getting any sense that people are holding back. So those who are saying they're not being listened to, don't know where to go, my suggestion is to they need to quickly talk to some of their friends, because many, many people have been in to see us.
But making proposals is one thing. Having them accepted is another. Analyst Scott Gould says the market is very competitive. And indeed, one had only to go a few yards from the geometrics exhibit at the Information Technology Conference to find a competing biometrics firm. Alex Deli of Identix says his company has an advantage when bidding on Homeland Security work. It already does business with the Department of Defense.
We've been around since 1982, and this technology, the government has been testing for many years. So it's not a science experiment, so to speak. It's actually a real product. This stuff actually works.
His implication, that the same can't be said of his competitors' products. But will that be the winning sales pitch? No one really knows. And it could take months, if not years, for businesses to find out what really sells in the new department. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.